Hi, I'm Marin Cilic, and you're listening to Inside the US Open.
Coming up on Inside the US Open.
I love watching fantastic tennis. I mean, it's like watching beautiful dancers. Their athleticism is almost, I mean, it's breathtaking, really, in a way.
What grade are you in?
I'm going into second grade.
Second grade. And are we going to see you here at the US Open one day playing?
Maybe.
I mean, it's a lot of attention from all sides, and even in my country now, I cannot just walk on the street. People recognize me on the street, and I mean, it changed a lot my life.
Hey everyone, welcome back to episode 3. I'm Nick McCarville, and this is your new US Open podcast, Inside the US Open. And today, it's all about you, the fans. We're talking first to a famous fan. Katie Kirk talks about what she loves about the US Open, and we also find out who her favorite player is. And then we go around the grounds at the USTA National Tennis Center and talk to some folks who are out here, including a young man named Liam, who knows his tennis very well. Lastly, we get a chance to speak with Yelena Ostapenko. She's the French Open champion, and she's in New York only for the third time in her professional career, so we catch up with her on all things NYC. But first, we chat with Katie Kirk, and I asked her what she loves about this time of year in New York with the tennis going on.
Well, first of all, it's usually beautiful, and tonight is no exception. I love watching fantastic tennis. I mean, it's like watching beautiful dancers. Their athleticism is almost, I mean, it's breathtaking, really, in a way. So first and foremost, I like to watch the tennis. Secondly, I like to watch the people. I like to see who's here and who's in the stands and who's as passionate about great tennis as I am. And then I love just the feeling of a big event. I love walking around the Open, seeing all the people sitting, enjoying themselves. And I feel like it's a real celebration of New York as well. So I just enjoy the whole ball of wax.
That's great. Well, I want to get to more of that in a second. But you have for a long time been involved with the USTA Foundation. And we're in the dining room where they're setting up
I'm eyeing the salad right now because it looks really good. And I'm really hungry, but I'm not going to touch it because it's not mine.
We're not going to do the salad on the podcast. But tell me about your involvement with the foundation the last few years. And tonight, I think tonight you're just here to have some fun,
yeah,
right?
I'm here to have some fun. You know, I hosted the gala or gala, depending on what you prefer, a couple of years ago with Alec Baldwin, of course, a huge tennis fan and a great guy and so much fun to be with. And I just really became inspired by the work of the USTA Foundation. I think the fact that they help more than 225,000 underserved kids who might not have access to sports and to this kind of organized activity is a wonderful thing, because it's helps kids stay healthy, first of all, by getting exercise. And I'm a big believer in wellness, health and exercise and wellness in general. It also makes them do better in school. And I think in general, it helps their game, but more importantly, teaches them life skills like the importance of teamwork and discipline and just actually getting somewhere on time, that I think literally serves them well throughout their lives. So I'm just so proud of what the USTA has been able to accomplish and continues to do for these kids all across the country.
And tell me about hosting a gala with Alec Baldwin. Was that, you know, did you leave it all to him? Was it nerve-wracking? How did you guys get prepared for that?
Well, Nick, this is not my first rodeo, as you can imagine. I've been doing this a while, too. And so, you know, he's just so much fun to be with. He's so spontaneous. He's so quick on his feet. That can be a little daunting, but we had fun bantering back and forth. He's very generous in terms of sharing the spotlight. And he's just, you know, he's hilarious. And he's married to Hilaria. And that's probably not a coincidence that he was attracted to someone with that name. But it was a lot of fun.
Now, back at the U.S. Open, again, do you know how many years you've come out here? For a long time, right?
Gosh, are you asking me how old I am, Nick?
No, I'm not.
Actually, this might be my 59th year. No, I don't know. I would say maybe 10 years, 10 or 15 years. You know, I've lived in New York for quite a while now. Gosh, I think 26 years I've lived in New York. Yeah. And so I've come as often as I've been able to. And the last few years, I've been lucky enough to come on opening night and actually to catch some matches throughout the duration.
Is there one player that you're like, gosh, I have to see X, Y, or I need to follow this result during the U.S. Open?
Well, I do love watching Roger Federer. Who doesn't? Because he's so graceful and balletic in the way he plays tennis, and so cool, and collected. Yeah. And, you know, he's just, he makes it look so effortless. And, of course, you know it's anything but. So I enjoy watching him. Of course, Serena, I always love watching her. I'm interested in seeing Maria Sharapova because I'll be interviewing her later this next month, actually, in mid-September, about a book she's written.
Is that the 90-second why thing?
Yes.
Yeah, cool.
How did you know that?
No, I just saw it. That's cool.
Yeah, so it'll be fun for me to observe her and watch her and be able to talk to her about that. And so, and of course, this young phenom named Sasha from Germany. I guess his parents are Russian.
Alexander Zverev.
Right. I mean, he is going to be really fun to watch because all eyes are on him. 6'6". Over here, he has a tremendous serve and yet hasn't quite grown into his body yet, although someone told me he gained 15 pounds last year. So,
Katie, they need to get you into the ESPN booth.
Chris Evert, look out. I love Chris, by the way. Is she here?
Yeah. I mean, she's at the tournament, of course.
I adore her. I think she's one of the greatest. And Billie Jean, I love, too. And I saw her recently. And I can't wait to see the Battle of the Sexes on HBO about, you know, I think Billie Jean is being greatly appreciated, and it's long overdue. Not that she wasn't always, but I think there's a newfound appreciation as women start to assert themselves even more and feel that they deserve a seat at the table in no uncertain terms. I think Billie Jean has become, you know, more iconic than ever.
Well, I want to ask you a couple last things, but you know, while we're talking about women and the power we've seen, what the Williams sisters have done the last two decades at this tournament around the globe in tennis, but why do you think tennis is a good vehicle for women and young girls? Because it seems it is the most popular women's sport out there, but it seems to allow girls to find themselves in a different way.
You know, it's hard for me to speak to that since I'm not a championship tennis player myself, but as a spectator. You know, I think it is singular in that way because, like gymnastics and other sports, it is you and you alone out there. And I think it requires nerves of steel, an extraordinary amount of grace under pressure, and obviously hours and hours and hours of hard work behind the scenes. And I think perhaps because of that, it's an individual sport for the most part, that people can see the power and the athleticism of a woman sort of up close and personal. And that's why I think it probably is such a good venue for, you know, to show the glory of girl power in a way.
How is Katie Couric's tennis game?
It's okay. You know, it's okay. I'm strong but inconsistent. You know, I've never played enough to be truly good, but it's a sport that I enjoy. I love the fact that you can play it, you know, until they cart you away or stick you in a nursing home.
Yeah.
Well, this just took an ugly turn. But you can play it throughout your life. And, you know, it's outdoors. And, you know, my hand-eye coordination has always been pretty good. So I'm okay. But I enjoy watching it probably even more than playing it.
Okay, well, enjoy the gala tonight. And also, again, ESPN, let's get Katie Couric into the booth.
Okay, tell him to call me. John Skipper, my number is... Just kidding.
Thank you, Katie Couric.
Okay, bye, Nick. Thank you.
Okay, thanks to Katie Couric, who, no shock, her favorite player is the one and only Roger Federer. But now let's go out on the grounds at the USTA Billie Jean King National Tennis Center. We talked to a lot of fans, including this first one, might be my favorite, young Liam. So I'm with Liam, who is a big-time tennis fan. Who is your favorite player, Liam?
Andy Murray.
He's not here this year, though, right?
Yeah, I was hoping to see him, but I didn't get to see him.
All right, so I'm here with Pam, and she may or may not be having a drink right now.
Most likely, yes.
What do you love about coming? How many times have you been to the U.S. Open?
This is our 16th year in a row.
16th, and you're with some girlfriends. Is this a girls' trip?
Yes, sir. All four of us, 16 years in a row.
Okay, so are you a tennis player yourself?
Yes.
And what's your best shot?
Forehand.
The forehand. Okay, so if it's not Andy Murray, who are you cheering for this year at the U.S. Open?
Rafa Nadal.
Rafa Nadal. Do you have a forehand like Rafa's?
Yeah.
And are you all traveling from Kansas City, or where do you come from?
All from Kansas City.
And you know you've got Jack Sock, Kansas City's own.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, good.
Her kids went to school with Jack Sock. All right. So, yeah, we are going to cheer him on.
Janice and Natalie. Yes. Janice, you're wearing a Roger Federer hat.
I am.
I'm guessing you're a Roger Federer fan.
I am.
Where does that fandom come from?
I don't know. I love tennis, but he's just awesome. And I think I'm a fan of people who are just good people all the way around, not just good athletes.
Okay, so I'm here with Kate. You're holding a signed tennis ball. Tell me about a few of the autographs.
I don't have too many autographs on here so far, but one of my favorites is to have gotten Nick Bollettieri.
Okay, Tarek, how many years have you been coming to the U.S. Open?
We have been coming probably the last several years.
Your wife is telling me 8 years. She's 20 years.
20 years, yeah. Okay, 20 years.
That's more than a few. So I'm here with Justine and Matthew. And what's it like watching just sort of from courtside?
It's exciting. Very exciting, fast pace. Just a great game. Just to watch up close and personal.
How many years have you been coming to the U.S. Open?
I've been coming since 1995.
Really? Okay, so you've seen some changes around these grounds, right?
Yes. The last time I was here is 2015, and it's noticeably different.
What grade are you in?
I'm going into second grade.
Second grade. And are we going to see you here at the U.S. Open one day playing?
Maybe.
Let's hope that maybe turns to a definitely and watch for Liam maybe 15 years down the road. Lastly, French Open champion Yelena Ostapenko. She's here in New York only the third time, and I first asked her about what she thinks of the city that doesn't sleep.
Always everything is like happening there in the city, and even if you go out like so late, like at night, still so many people on the streets. It's something special, and yeah, I really enjoy that this city is like there are so many things to do and to see, and it's a huge city.
And what about the U.S. Open itself, the tournament itself? You know, coming here, I think you get a little bit of a warm-up on the U.S. hardcourt tournaments, but a lot of the players say there's nothing quite like playing in front of the U.S. Open crowds.
Yeah, it's really nice to play, because today I started my match on court 17. It was quite a big court, and a lot of people came to watch me. I really enjoyed it, because I really enjoyed to play in front of a lot of people. And then I had a chance to play on Arthur Ashe court. That is a huge court, and I liked it a lot.
Yeah, was it daunting at all? I know that you've played on some of the biggest courts in the world, but Arthur Ashe Stadium, 23,000 seats in there. You guys also had the roof closed.
Yeah, I think the roof closed is better for me. It was easier because the court gets faster. And yeah, it's like a very kind of like deep court, like it's down. So many seats up. It's like it's the biggest court, tennis court that we have anywhere. So it's something very special.
Tell me about, you know, when you're traveling, there's a long commute from Manhattan out to the tournament. Are you listening to music? Are you relaxing with your family? Or what do you fill that time with coming from Manhattan to Queens?
Sometimes I listen to music. Sometimes I talk to my team and just look in the window and see the city.
And they're pretty good views, right?
Yeah, there are. Manhattan is really nice. And I mean, New York is a beautiful city.
Okay, now for your tennis in general, you had a couple tough matches this summer, but talk to me a little bit about the transition from, you went from clay to grass and now to the hard court. How have you felt about your tennis game in general?
Yeah, I mean, I played very good on clay courts, and then on grass as well, I did pretty well quarterfinals. But then on hard courts, I mean, I didn't play very well Toronto, Cincinnati, but I think maybe it's even better because then I worked really hard to get ready for the tournament here.
And for your coach, Annabelle Medina, what have you guys been trying to work on? You said you're working hard, but what have you guys been trying to do specifically on the hard courts to make sure your game translates?
Yeah, I mean, probably on a movement, because you have to move a little bit the other way on hard court. So, yeah, in general, we're working on many things, my serve as well, return and everything, yeah.
Now, a lot of us in the media are asking you about how your life has changed since the French Open. Maybe the only thing that's changed is that we keep asking you about it, but has it felt different since winning that Grand Slam just a couple months ago?
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of attention from all sides, and even in my country now, I cannot just walk on the street. People recognize me on the street, and I mean, it changed a lot my life.
Now, for you, would you say that you, how do you enjoy playing on hard courts? Do you feel like it lends to your game really well? Or, you know, specifically with the US Open, do you feel as though your game lends to the hard courts themselves?
The hard courts here at the US Open, I really like, because hard court, they can be different. But here, I like the hard court. I think it fits pretty well my game.
Can you tell me about when you're at a tournament, what are you making sure that you're eating for, you know, practices and, you know, making sure that you eat the right things in, you know, in front of matches so that you're fully fueled?
Yeah, I mean, during, like, before the matches, I always try to eat the same, or rice or some pasta with chicken, like no sauce. And during the practice days, I also try to eat like some meat and some vegetables, or, you know, like something that all the athletes do.
And is there anything you indulge in? Is there a dessert or a treat that you like?
Yeah, sometimes, of course, I like the desserts, like the chocolate lava cake, that one. Sometimes I really like, I don't know, once in 2 weeks maybe I can get it, because it's really good.
All right, we'll go have some chocolate lava cake. Thank you, Yelena Ostapenko.
Thank you.
Well, a big thanks to all of our guests today, of course, including Yelena Ostapenko, Katie Couric, young Liam, and all the fans that we got to speak to out on the grounds of the U.S. Open. As usual, please subscribe if you haven't already to Inside the U.S. Open. Just go to Apple Podcasts, Audioboom, or any service that you use to subscribe to podcasts. You can also check us out on usopen.org. Go to the social section and click on podcast. I'm Nick McCarville, and we'll have more great content coming from here at the U.S. Open on Inside the U.S. Open. Thanks for joining us.